Hello, good evening.
Hello.
My name is Tony calling from Opinion Research. Okay, today we're talking to people in your area about local issues and your opinions are needed. This service is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Am I what?
Registered to vote, ma'am?
Of course.
Okay. All right, ma'am, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. And when it comes to voting for your local offices in your area, you know, or for the Texas State Legislature, do you usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates, usually vote for mostly Republicans, or vote a mix, roughly the same number of candidates from both parties?
A mixture.
Okay, a mixture. All right, man, as you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans. And it has been that way, you know, for the last 30 years. In your opinion, is it time to change in the direction in, you know, in political leadership in Texas, or this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue?
I think the issue is not the name of the party. It's the issues and the way both parties address them. And they don't work together.
So which one is it? Because I only have these two choices. Is it time to change in direction, or is it one-party rule working well and should continue?
Well, there's always room for improvement, so I suppose time to change direction.
Okay. All right, ma'am. In which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? Would that be abortion rights, gun violence, property taxes, the economy, inflation and jobs, illegal immigration and the border, healthcare costs, violent crime, or funding for public schools and teachers' pay?
And you want me to pick one from all that?
Yes, one, and I think it's two you can pick, but for right now, one.
Well, of course, crime is a problem.
Violent
but
crime?
It's not the same as... It's not the same as a number of other states. I mean, we live in one of the best states in the union, so I don't have any complaints here.
Okay, so in which is your next most important problem or issue? Abortion rights, gun violence, property taxes, the economy, inflation and jobs, illegal immigration and border, healthcare costs, or funding for public schools and teachers' pay?
I would think that the economy for a number of people.
Economy, inflation, and jobs, right? Okay.
Yes.
Right, ma'am. Mark your opinion of each is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. The first one will be Laurel Jordan Swift. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
What are you asking?
What's your opinion of each? As you know, as favorable or unfavorable of each person.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Her name is Laurel Jordan Swift.
I'm not familiar with her.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Oh my gosh. I think he's a very sick man.
Would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Kamala Harris.
I don't know that much about her.
So don't know. Okay, Colin Allred.
I don't know that person either.
Joe Biden?
Well, he's retired.
Yeah, but you still have an opinion of him, right? How he did how he worked, I mean, how he was, you know, as a president.
I really don't have an opinion about that.
No opinion. Okay. What about Mark LaHood?
I think he did a good job.
So be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
And somewhat favorable.
Steve Allison.
Yes, favorable. Do we have many more questions?
Yes, ma'am. Well, this survey takes about 8 to 10 minutes.
Well, I'll tell you what, I have an appointment now, so let's stop with this, and you can use the materials you have now.
Well, it has to be 100%, but no, that's no problem. Maybe we can call you some other time, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.